Welcome to 2021, my year of supernatural turnaround. Shall we all rise this morning as we appreciate God this morning? Let's thank Him and give Him praise. You slept last night. You are awake this morning to see the beauty of today. Let's give Him praise and exalt His name. Open your mouth and thank the Lord this morning for waking up this morning to see the beauty of today. Give Him praise and exalt His name. Thank Him and give Him praise this morning. Thank Him for His faithfulness over your lives, over your family, over your career and businesses. Thank Him for everything He has done for you. And give Him praise this morning. Exalt His name. Sammy said, I lay down, I slept, and I woke because the Lord sustained me. So thank Him for sustainability. Thank Him to see this morning. Give Him praise for what He has done for you. And now let's pray and commit today into the hand of the Lord. This morning, covenant our prayer. Let's ask God to answer our prayers, empower you this morning to pray with the spirit of grace and supplication. Ask for the spirit of grace and supplication this morning. As we pray, may the Lord hear you this morning. Lift your voice and pray as Father, as I pray this morning, hear me. My prayer request, hear me this morning. In the name of Jesus, and ask the Lord to minister to you this morning. As we pray, and as we intercede this morning in all intercessory prayer, ask the Lord to hear you this morning. Ask the Lord to hear you this morning in your personal supplication this morning. Ask Him to hear you. As you lift your voice, I cry and the Lord heard me. As you cry this morning, ask the Lord to hear you this morning and give Him praise. Exalt His name. I also ask God now, speak to me as I hear your word. The word for today, I will not go without your word. As I receive the word, let it impart every fulfillment in my life this morning. Give Him praise. Exalt His name. Thank Him this morning. Father, we give you praise. Father, we exalt your name. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Put your hands together as we go to the choir.
El Shaddai. El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, age to age you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, I will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, sing El Shaddai. El Shaddai, oh El Shaddai, oh Elohim Adonai, to I will pray. hands together, for the Lord is worthy. I will exalt you, Lord, for thou hast lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me is not. I will exalt you, Lord.
This morning we are rising forth saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your continuous protection and preservation over this commission and all our members from all satanic assaults. Lord, I'm believing, amen. Amen. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. For I, said the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Shall we all rise this morning? Giving thanks to God, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your continuous protection and preservation over this commission and all our members from all satanic assaults. Father, this morning, we return to bless your holy name. We return to appreciate you. Accept our thanks this morning. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for your continuous protection. Thank you for your continuous preservation over this commission and all our members from all satanic assaults. Father, we return to bless your holy name. We lay to heart this morning to magnify your holy name. Father, we bless your name. Heavenly Father, we call unto you this morning to bless you for what you have done since inception. You have kept your promise over this commission. We say thank you. Father, thank you for building a wall of fire round about this commission and our members. Father, we say thank you for what you have done. We bless your name. To you alone be all the glory. Indeed, you have been unto us a wall of fire. We celebrate you. You have been the glory in our midst. To you alone be all the glory. Someone from the depth of your heart this morning, let your voice be heard on high. Celebrate him. Remember, you are also part of the members of this commission that God has built a wall of fire round about. Celebrate him deeply, richly this morning. Ensure your voice is resonated on high. Saying, Father, we bless your name. To you alone be all the glory. Thank you for your continuous protection. Thank you for your continuous preservation over this commission and all our members from all satanic assault. Blessed be your holy name. We magnify your name. Thank him in the spirit. Thank him in your understanding. Appreciate him this morning. Saying, Father, we are truly grateful for all that you have done since inception to date. It has been you all the way. That is why we lay to us this morning to acknowledge your hand that have built a wall of fire round about this commission and all our members. To you alone be all the glory. Heavenly Father, we call upon you this morning to bless your name. Thank you for that which you have done. You have been the protection. You have been the one preserving this commission to date. Thank you against the wish of the enemy. You have made the wish of the enemy of no consequence. We celebrate you. To you alone be all the glory. Thank you for diverting every evil arrow back to the sender. Father, we thank you. We celebrate you. Thank you, Lord, for protecting this commission, for preserving this commission and all our members from all satanic assaults. Thank you. You have made this commission to stand tall. To you alone be all the glory. Someone celebrate him the more in the language of the Spirit. Remember, he that giveth thanks in the Spirit, giveth it well. Thank him well this morning. As you lift up your two hands, begin to wave into him, begin to appreciate him, thanking him some more. Father, we thank you. We are grateful. Thank you for your protection, for preservation over this commission from inception to date. Thank you, Father. To you alone be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have given thanks. Celebrate God with a clap offering and play be seated.
In a moment, we shall rise to pray. In this segment, we are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. John chapter 9 and verse 25. He answered and said, whether I be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Let's rise together, lift up our voices, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Lift up your voice and let's together engage in this prayer point this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking that you give all our new converts a testimony, undeniable, a testimony, unquestionable, a testimony of the order of once I was blind, but now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church all through their lifetime. Lift up your voice, everyone, and let's together pray with passion this morning. Everyone on ground, Canaan land, and everyone connected across the globe, lift up your voice loud and clear this morning. Engage your heart, engage your faith as we pray for every new convert, our Father. And our God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you this morning that you grant to every new convert a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see, thereby establishing them in the faith and establishing them in this church all through their lifetime. Someone engage this morning with passion. Pray from the depth of your heart this morning. Pray with focus as we lift up our voices this morning. We are standing in the gap for every new convert, everyone the Lord has added to us all through this season. Our Father, grant to every new convert a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. A testimony of supernatural turnaround. A testimony of undeniable change of levels. For every new convert, let it be, Lord. Lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. Engage your heart. Engage your faith as we cry unto our Heavenly Father. He hears every time we call. Therefore, lift up your voice, our Father. And our God, in the name of Jesus, grant to every new convert a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see. Thereby establishing them in the faith and establishing them in this church all through their lifetime. Everyone you have added to us, none shall be lost. Therefore, we pray this morning that you grant to every single one of them undeniable visitations. You release upon every new convert unquestionable dimension of testimonies, open order, public dimension of testimonies and change of stories, thereby establishing them in the faith and establishing them in this church all through their lifetime. Lift up your voice. Ensure your cry of faith is ascending to God this morning. Then shall ye call and the Lord will answer. Therefore call this morning. Call with passion. Engage with tenacity. Our God hears and our God answers every time we call. Mighty God, this morning we stand on the integrity of your word, lifting up every new convert, everyone you have added to us as a church family all through this prophetic season. We are praying this morning that you grant to each one of them, male and female, both the young and the old, a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see. That testimonies that cannot be denied, testimonies that cannot be questioned, open order of change of levels for every new convert in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Everyone pray this morning. Engage your heart, engage your faith. Ensure your voice is registered this morning. Your cry of faith is ascending to God. You are standing a gap for your own new convert and all the new converts that God has granted to us. Let's ask our Heavenly Father this morning, give unto each one of them a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Thereby establishing them in the faith and in this church all through their lifetime. None of them shall be lost. Everyone you have added to us, Lord, by a change of story, they shall be established in the faith and established in this church all through their lifetime. Lift up your voice. Right now, begin to give thanks to God. God hears and he answers. For this is the confidence we have. Every time we cry unto him, he hears us. Our Father, we thank you again this morning. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Big hand for Jesus this morning, and you may be seated.
We are rising again, and this shall be a prayer line. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Acts chapter 2, 2 and 6. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. When this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together. Rise with me with faith in your heart. Let's call on the living God, the wonder double God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, multitudes, record-breaking dimension of multitudes, be gathered into this church this coming Sunday. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. You are engaging the name above every other name. You are praying the will of God. You are in partnership with Jesus, the builder of the church. Our Father and our God, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into all our services this coming Sunday. In the name of Jesus, it is written, I shall build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Therefore, we engage our faith in your word this morning, asking of you, our Father, let the compelling sound of the Holy Ghost, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, let the irresistible force of the Holy Ghost go to town, sweeping multitudes, gather in record-breaking dimension of multitudes, city routing dimension of multitudes into our services this coming Sunday for their supernatural salvation and next level order of breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus Christ, saints of God, lift your voice. As soon as Zion traversed, she brought forth her children. Let's pray a prayer that God will honor. Let's travel to prevail. Give value to your presence on the prayer altar. You are not muttering words. You are not looking around. You are engaging your faith, speaking words that heaven will honor, passing out decrees that God will establish. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, we command the influx of record-breaking multitudes into all our services this coming Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you shall say a thing, it shall be established unto you. Lift your voice wherever you are, by yourself, in a congregation, on the move. God answers when you pray. God hears when you call. Lift up your voice, therefore, as we engage with confidence, asking that by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, the Lord of the harvest, there be fiery dimension of invasion this coming Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ, Acts 13:44 dimension, the entire city, the entire villages, oh God, rushing into our services this coming Sunday. When God speaks, everything hears and heeds. Therefore, lift up your voice and call for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, that drafting, dragging, drawing wind of the Holy Ghost to go forth into a harvest field and gather multitudes, and draft in multitudes, drag in multitudes, draw in multitudes, record-breaking dimension. Not one can come except the Father draws. Lift your voice now and engage in the Holy Ghost. Be fervent in the Spirit. You are engaging with confidence of faith that nothing can stop the way against God. Mighty Father, let the wind of life go forth as in numbers and gather quests of souls. Record-breaking dimension. The realm we have never seen before, the realm we have never had before, this coming Sunday, according to the name given to that service, let it manifest, even in the attendance, even in the invasion of multitudes, next level order, to the glory of your name. Now lift up your voice with the confidence of faith. Pray much more in the Holy Ghost. Let God hear your voice and give him thanks, give him glory, give him honor, celebrate him with thanksgiving. Let's make a request known. Is God hearing your voice? Lift up your hand, magnify the Lord. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Again, we are rising to pray. And this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cell and this church. A louder amen. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23, and it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Shall we rise to our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church. This is our prayer line. Lift up your voice and let us pray unto our God that answered prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church. Our Father, we call upon your name. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church. Our Father, this is our outcry this morning. We are praying, O Lord, for every cell member, that you, God, will turn them into a sign and a wonder, and thereby drafting more souls into the cells and into the church. We are calling upon your name, Jesus. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church. Lift up your voice and pray. Remember, you are praying for yourself again this morning, asking the Father in the name of Jesus. Father, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cell and this church. Our Father, we call upon your name. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will turn every cell member into a sign and a wonder, and thereby drafting more souls into the cells and to this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, we ask, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and into this church. Keep calling upon him. Pray a prayer that heaven will respond to. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. Engage in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church. Our Father, this is our outcry this morning. We are calling upon your name, the one who can make it happen. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church. Cry out in faith. Let everyone hear your voice of intercession. We have the confidence that every time we ask in line with his word, our God answers. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church. Tell Mesa, take hold of all language of the nation. We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. This shall be the testimony of every cell member this year. Therefore, lift up your voice and pray. You can pray this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. By all means, keep engaging your faith in line with the word of God. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God, we call upon your name today. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that by your power, you will turn every cell member into a sign and a wonder this year, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, I and the children whom the Lord have given me, they are for signs and wonders. Father, this morning we are asking that you will turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, and thereby drafting more souls into the cell and into this church. Keep calling upon him. Keep calling upon him. Lift up your voice and pray. Now lift up your hands to the Lord and give him thanks. Magnify him and give him the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray. And we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us the word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4 says, the Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, and I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have returned to say thank you for sending us the word in season in every service. Someone lift up your voice in appreciation to God for sending us his word at all times. Father, Lord, we thank you for sending us your word in season,
in each and every service, resulting in the multiplication of the disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice as you appreciate him. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Lift up your voice as you bless the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have returned to say thank you for sending us the word in season. Thank you for sending us your right word. Thank you for granting us your sent word. Lord, in each and every one of our services, resulting in the multiplication of the disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving. Lift up your voice in appreciation. Lift up your voice as we give him praise. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for sending us the word in season in each and every service, resulting in the multiplication of the disciples of Christ, even in this church. Lift up your voice as you appreciate God. Appreciation is application for more. He has been sending us his word in season. Lift up your voice as you return thanksgiving to him. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you for sending us your word in season in our Sunday services, your word in season in our midweek services, in our week of spiritual emphasis services, for sending us your word in season in our covenant hour of prayer services, for sending us your word in season in our winner satellite fellowship meetings. You have always sent us your word in season, resulting in the multiplication of the disciples of Christ in this church, resulting in the multiplication of the disciples of Christ in this church. Father, we have returned to say thank you. We have returned to appreciate you. We have returned to bless your name. Is somebody thanking God right now? Lift up your voice. Thank him in your understanding. Also thank him in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, he doeth it well. Father, we have returned to thank you. We have returned to bless your name. We have returned to appreciate you. We have returned to return all the glory unto you for sending us your word in season in each and every service, resulting in the multiplication of the disciples of Christ in this church, resulting in the multiplication of the disciples of Christ in this church. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we return praise to you. Now lift up those hands. Appreciate God. Give him thanks. Bless his holy name. Magnify him. Father, we return all the glory to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for Jesus. And please, you may be seated.
Shortly, we shall be rising up to pray. And this time around, we shall be praying our personal supplication. And this morning, we shall be doing that in the spirit of the prophetic alert. Turn your concerns into thanksgiving, and God will turn them into testimonies. Therefore, whatever those concerns might be, we shall be turning them into thanksgiving. The book of Psalms, chapter 34, and verse 1. The scripture says very clearly, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David fought so many battles, but he never lost one. You will not lose any battle again. Please rise up on your feet with this understanding, deliberately, intentionally. Lift up your voice to the God of heaven and begin to turn those concerns into thanksgiving. Do it from your heart. Let heaven hear you right now. This is your hour of opportunity, so don't be casual about it. Let heaven hear your voice as you call upon the God of heaven right now. Remember, you can do this in your understanding. You can do that in the Holy Ghost as well. By all means, keep pressing. Keep pressing. Don't be quiet. Keep pressing. Be deliberate about it. Keep pressing. Be intentional. Keep pressing. This is your own hour of opportunity. Today is your day. Lift up your voice right now. Magnify the name of the Lord. Thank Him, praise Him, bless Him. God has heard and answered. Father, we thank You for accepting our thanksgiving even right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning, it is testimony time. Let's make it louder, my breakthrough time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as we do. Number one, supernatural change of levels. Hallelujah. On June 30th, 2013, a friend of mine invited me to this church. I had a heavy burden on my mind, so I sat expecting a miracle. The bishop said that if we attend this church for 3 months without experiencing a change, we are free to leave. That same week, I told a friend about my situation, and he said he would put a call through to a managing director of a particular company. The next day, the MD called me for an interview. I had two of those interviews, and the following week, I was told to pick up my appointment letter. It is indeed a next-level job with a six-digit salary, an official car, and provisions for my four children yet unborn. Is somebody celebrating Jesus? Hallelujah. I give God the glory. The testifier is Ajayi K. One more time, let's celebrate Jesus for this. Number two, 6 years barrenness terminated via prophetic declaration. Hallelujah. I joined this commission in 2003. Then I got married here and waited on God for the fruit of the womb for 6 years. While I waited, I kept trusting and serving Him. Also, I kept praying for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and I served in the sanctuary keeper's unit. During one of the services, I and my sister danced around the tabernacle 7 times and rolled on the floor at honor entrance, giving thanks to God. Thereafter, we went to the cafeteria to eat, and while there, we were told that Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo was passing by. I quickly came out to see her. Lo and behold, I also saw Bishop David Oyedepo. And he said, "Go and bring forth your child." Exactly a year after, I brought forth my child. Somebody is celebrating Jesus? I give God all the glory. The testifier is Nkechi Eze. For these amazing testimonies, please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for the Almighty God in appreciation.
Will you lift your hand to heaven this morning and just give glory unto God and appreciate him from the depth of your heart? Give him praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the adoration. Bless his holy name. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise that is due unto him. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is heard. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is heard on high. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is heard on high this morning. This can only be God at work. These testimonies are not the doings of any man. They are the works of the Lord. Indeed, the Lord in the midst of his people is mighty. Thank him also for the answers to your prayers. Every time you call him, he hears you. And every time he hears you, he answers you. Give him the glory due unto his name and bless him from the depth of your heart. Bless him from the depth of your heart. Bless him from the depth of your heart. Also, right now, begin to speak to him and ask him to speak to you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Lord, I've come to hear your voice today. I've come to hear your voice this morning. I've come to be taught by you, to be instructed by you, to be directed by you, to be transformed by you. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Our Father, this morning we have come before you with a voice of thanksgiving and praise for all that you have done. You have done all things well, and for it we give you all the glory. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. We ask that you will speak to each one of us today. Let your word transform us. Let your name alone be glorified in our midst. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, a year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Our line of exhortation this week is according to the prophetic alert that we have received. And its caption, turn your concerns to thanksgiving and God will turn them to testimonies. For each one of us, that shall be our experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn your concerns to thanksgiving, and God will turn them into testimonies. We have come to understand from scriptures that thanksgiving carries within it turnaround virtues. Our commitment to thanksgiving, therefore, commits God to our turnaround. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, God's word declares to us there. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, God's word declares there that you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So according to God's word, thanksgiving is God's will. And when God's will is done, the promise is delivered. Which means that whatever you desire from God requires thanksgiving from you. Whatever you desire from God requires thanksgiving from you. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, God's word declares there, he said, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So according to scriptures, all things are thanks things. There is no subject of life where thanksgiving is not required. Every department of our life demands thanksgiving. And it is when what God requires is given unto him that what you desire can be given unto you. That is why any subject in which you expect to see a turn around, God demands of you that you offer thanks. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 down to verse 19. God's word declares there, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. He said, what will I do? I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. As I do that, he will make my feet like hinds' feet and will make me to walk upon my high places. In other words, the low places can be turned to high places. The hard places can be turned to soft places. The difficulties can be turned to simplicity. But the turnaround catalyst is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, therefore, remains the catalyst for turnaround in the life of every individual. The more grateful you are, the more turnaround you secure. The more thankful you are, the more turnaround you secure. There is no situation that cannot turn. There is no issue without a way out. But thanksgiving is the vital catalyst to secure our turnaround. That is why you don't wait for things to change. You thank for things to change. You don't wait for things to change. You thank for things to change. Thanksgiving is a vital catalyst. Let's look at an example in scriptures and see the turnaround power in thanksgiving. We have in scriptures the miracle of the feeding of 5,000 men, minus women and children. And we have that in the book of John chapter 6, verse 5 down to verse 10. Now, Jesus had these individuals, 5,000 men, minus the women and children that were there. And the Bible tells us there that Jesus asked that these men be fed. Now, these individuals had continued with him over a long period of time, about 3 days. And if they were to return back to where they had come from, they were in the wilderness at this point, many of them would have fainted on the way. So Jesus said, give these men bread that they may eat. And the Bible tells us that the disciples, when they saw that he asked this question, he said, where can we find bread for this multitude that they may eat? But the Bible said Jesus himself knew exactly what he would do. Amen. And the Bible makes us to understand that they brought to him 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes collected from a little boy. It was a little boy's lunch. The Bible describes the fishes as small fishes, 2 small fishes and 5 barley loaves of bread. Now, if you know how the Jews used to bake their bread, the bread was flat. It was something that there was no yeast. They didn't eat leaven. So there was no yeast in it. It was flat. A flat loaf of bread. Those 5 loaves belonged to 1 small boy. So it meant that that small boy was meant to eat the 5 loaves. And the Bible said there were 2 small fishes. Those 2 small fishes, you can imagine sardine. 2 of them, not 2 cans, 2 fishes inside a sardine can, was what was supposed to feed 5,000 men. Now, you and I both know that most people, when you receive that, the first thing to do is to complain. How can I have this among so many? That's what Philip said. What can this do? There's no way. It can't do anything among these many people. But the Bible said Jesus took it and he gave thanks unto it. Remember, thanksgiving is a catalyst for turn around. Jesus took it and presented it to God and gave thanks for the insufficient. And the Bible makes us understand that those 5,000 men, the women with them, the children that came with them, all of them ate, and they took of the leftover 12 baskets filled with the fragments. Overabundance as a product of thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is a catalyst that propels and provokes supernatural turnaround. We see that in verse 12 and verse 13 of that same scripture. Now, the question that we may be asking is, but how? How is it that thanksgiving brought about that order of turnaround? According to scriptures, thanksgiving carries the power of multiplication within it. It carries what? It carries what? The power of multiplication within it. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, he said, out of them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply. So thanksgiving invokes the multiplication power of God on any matter. Remember, the Bible tells us in Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7, it said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. It said, and when they do that, the earth will yield her increase. So there can be no decrease with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving provokes the multiplication power of God to answer on our behalf. That is why whenever anything needs to multiply, thanksgiving is a vital requirement. It is a vital requirement. It provokes the multiplication power of God on our behalf. Remember that John chapter 6, in verse 11, after Jesus gave thanks, the bread multiplied and the 5,000 men were eaten and every one of them were filled. And the Bible tells us that after they were filled, 12 baskets were taken of the fragment. So there is no way there can be decrease when there is gratitude. Gratitude will always stimulate the multiplication power of God on your behalf. So when you look at something that needs to multiply, don't complain. In fact, it is not a prayer point, it's a thanksgiving point. Everything that you want to see multiply requires thanksgiving. Gratitude is a catalyst for supernatural multiplication. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Many of us have heard the testimony of God's servant. Our father, he said, when he went down to that lead a citywide crusade in the city of Kaduna many years ago, that after the crusade, the highest attendance in that crusade was 63 people. And it was a citywide crusade. And according to him, out of those 63, over 20 of them came from Ilorin for the crusade. So you know the balance of it, the citywide crusade. The Bible, and according to what he said at the last, after the crusade concluded, it was an 8-day crusade. 8 days. And the highest was 63. He said they lifted up their hands and sang that song, all the glory must be unto the Lord. They gave glory unto God. Now today, that 63 has multiplied many times over. That's what thanksgiving does. It is a multiplier. A multiplier. He said they went to a city in the east down to carry, you know, to do a crusade. And right there, the crusade was basically a failed crusade. That right when the meeting was about to start, they came to take away the speaker, those they hired the speaker from. And he said he called the few people there and held their hands together and preached to them in prayer. Closed the crusade that night, went back to the hotel, and he told the people, if you complain about it, that will be the last crusade we ever do. Just give glory to God. And they gave glory to God. According to him, the next time he appeared at that city, they were keeping seat for a 6 p.m. meeting at 12 noon. 12 noon. Where there was failure before, it was turned to multiplied success on the platform of thanksgiving. There is no situation that cannot be turned around. Just give thanks. There is no circumstance that cannot be turned around. Just give thanks. There is no reduction that cannot be multiplied into supernatural increase. Just give thanks. Thanksgiving is the catalyst that secures the multiplication hand of God on your behalf. I pray that for each one of us, as we begin to operate in this life of thanksgiving and gratitude, you will keep seeing God changing your levels in multiplied form from now in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said somebody believe it, say loud amen. Therefore, I want to charge each one of us, maintain that posture of giving glory to God and watch him turn every situation in your life into an open testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand and your voice unto God and first just give him thanks. Give him thanks for his word that you have received. Do it from the depth of your heart right now. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart right now. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart right now. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. give him glory, give him honor, give adoration unto his name and celebrate him. Why not begin to thank him for that issue that must turn around? Begin to thank him for the turnaround coming on your behalf in that area. Appreciate him. Invoke the turnaround power that is in thanksgiving. He said, yet I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord will strengthen me and make my feet like hinds' feet. He will turn around that failure into success. He will turn around that sickness into healing. He will turn around that breakdown into breakthrough. Give glory unto him this morning. Give glory unto him this morning. Give glory unto him this morning. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Well, it's important for us to understand that every matter must be responded to with gratitude. Every matter, he said, in everything, give thanks. No matter what is going around you, your first response must be, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you are giving glory to God like that as a lifestyle, it will be turning around every issue on your behalf positively. That will be your experience in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it, say loud amen. Another day is here, another opportunity. Speak to the day in thanksgiving. Begin to thank him for the blessing loaded in the day. He daily loaded us with benefit. There is no empty day. This day is loaded. Therefore, thank him for the load of benefits, the load of blessing, the load of blessing, the load of breakthrough. Thank him for the load of visitations. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him for what this day has to offer. Give glory unto him. Give honor unto him. Give adoration unto him. Bless him, is worthy. Father, thank you. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor and worthy of all adoration. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now as you go, this day is declared blessed. It will be for you a day of testimonies. God's hand will rest upon you today. His favor will separate and distinguish you. Doors will open to you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. Remember, we have the flyers available. You pick up what you require and you advertise Jesus with it. Be blessed.